With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Ranchers continue to face challenges from a variety of organizations about the value of meat in the diet, as well as organizations like PETA. And while we certainly don't endorse PETA, we do feel that ranchers and dairy farmers in particular should know what organizations like PETA are up to. And in its latest release, PETA says the time is right for Americans who choose a meat-based diet to pay taxes on both production and consumption of meat-based products. Now, Ashley Byrne is with PETA and says if we can accept that it's okay to tax tobacco or alcohol or soda, they do that in some states, that you should put meat in the same category.
PETA has been calling for a sin tax or an excise tax on meat for a very long time, but recently the idea really seems to have picked up steam with the public.
Now, she also says it's only fair for those who are non-meat eaters.
It doesn't make sense for the millions of Americans who are vegetarians and vegans to pick up the tab through higher taxes and health insurance premiums when meat eaters get sick from these diseases that are caused by a meat-based diet.
She's referring to heart disease. Ranchers, by the way, are not alone in the fight against PETA, as the USDA is a pretty common target as well. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to the Ag Information Network of the West at aginfo.net.